Oh, no.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can we just bow our heads? Lord, we just thank you right now, God. Even as we stand in this place one more Sunday, God, corporately gathered together, we are so grateful, God, that it's by your grace, God. And we thank you, God. God, we ask that we continue with a mind to want to serve you even more passionately this coming year, oh God. Oh God, that we would want even more to please you and to be like you and represent your kingdom in this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. So this morning I want to talk to us about, I know Christmas is ended, but I want to, well, it really hasn't ended. You know, it's Christmas is all year long, and a lot of people I was saying, I'm praying that your Mary be all year long, that the love of Jesus and the joy of Jesus be in your heart. It doesn't have to be just one day, and it doesn't have to be because things or circumstances are right. The joy in our heart is because of Jesus, right? And so we can have Mary every day, as long as we recognize who is Lord and Savior of our life. But I want to start a little bit back with one of the scriptures, because I want to bring it into our new year. And so in Luke 2 and 7, it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in the swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
Come on.
And even though we've come through this season of time, and some of us are kind of like breathing, like, whew, you know, because there was so much going on and so much happening, and God still wants to remind us. When we look at this story, we kind of think about, you know, Joseph and Mary being pregnant, and she gets to the place where they're supposed to go for the census. And when she gets there, and you can just imagine, let alone, you know, just getting there, and there's a lot of people, but let alone there being a lot of people, is that I'm ready to have a baby, you know, and then there's no place for me. And so there, because there was such a multitude, and it said, because there was such a multitude of people that were going to this place for the census, there was not any room for them at the inn. And I want to ask you, as I begin to think about that, and I've been thinking about that during this whole season, is what multitude of things, people, distractions are in our mind and in our heart that Jesus will find no place for himself? That there's so much of a multitude of busyness, a multitude of things, that even though we read that as a story for Mary, that it's a reality for us. And so as I begin to pray about that and just really, you know, think about it, I just felt the Holy Spirit just reminding us that we need to make room. And so the title of this, of course, is Making Room. And I've been talking to different ones, and it seems like even as God has been putting this on my heart, different ones of us have been doing a clean out in our home. And so we're cleaning things out, you know, because sometimes you got so much of just stuff, just a multitude of stuff. I say that a multitude of anything, clothes, shoes, food, look at my cabinet, a multitude of things that you have. Even in your cabinet, there's sometimes you got to go in there and you look, and there's just past date stuff, you know, you just keep buying stuff, but you don't use stuff. And so there's a multitude of stuff. And sometimes when we have a multitude of stuff, it makes us feel overwhelmed, right? It's just, we just feel like we're buried in stuff, and we need to make room. And so God is calling for us this year, wherever it's at, I don't know where it may be, a multitude of worries, cares, whatever. God wants you to make room. He wants you to make space for his amazing enabling grace to come into our lives so that we can have victory and joy, and we don't feel so cluttered, and we can hear him better when we get rid of some stuff, right?
All right.
Each of us, like on that day when they went to the to where they wanted to stay. There was someone there that said that there's no more room. And so each of us, we are the innkeeper of our hearts. If we really think about it, we are the innkeeper of our hearts. And it's us who decides if there's going to be room for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I said it's us who decides. Sometimes, you know, you can go, oh, there's just so much stuff in this house. Oh, there's some. But it's us who decides to bring in, and it's us who decides to take out, right? We're making the decision. And sometimes we don't make a decision. We just let it all just be there, and we feel like, oh, my God, I'm so overburdened. But God has said, it's your decision. He says, I set before you life and death, and it's your decision to declutter. And so God wants us to declutter. When we think about this in the story, we think about how, you know, they went to the inn and there was no room at the inn. And we say, how does that relatable to us? Well, God is knocking at our door.
Yes.
And in Revelations 3 and 20 and to the 22nd verse, it says this. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and I will eat with him and he will eat with me. He who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down by my Father on his throne. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and hear what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies, the churches. Now we read the first part of that verse that we know where God says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock, and whoever hears and listens to me. But I like how it continues on with the next verse that says, he who overcomes is victorious. What God is saying is that I'm knocking at the door. And if you let me in, I will come in and I will eat with you. And what the Father is saying, when we eat together, when we sit down together, you will have victory. Because the food I give is everlasting food. The food I give is strength for you, power for you, victory for you. If you just let me in, God is just, let me in. There's so many things we're letting in. But God has said, let me in so that you can have victory in your life, so you can have overcome. And then he says, not just victory in this life, but you'll be able to sit besides me like I sit by my Father. He said, there is victory now and there's victory later as you let him into your life. Jesus is the most important person. Just think in your mind about somebody that's important to you. But Jesus is the most important person that we need to let into our lives. So many times we are so dismayed over people and what they're doing or not doing. And sometimes we're just cluttered with these thoughts. But God is the most important person that we need to have in our lives. Man today is basically seeking for three things. Direction, the way. Something that is real, the truth. And something that will last, life. Jesus, in his words, in the word of God, he lets us know that when we let him in, we have all three. In John 14 and 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. Everything that we're looking for, Jesus said in his word, I am that. I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except or through me. In Philippians 3, 7 through 8, it says this. But whatever former things I had that might have been gained to me, I've come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth, and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. For his sake, I have lost everything and considered all to be mere rubbish, refuge, dregs, in order that I may win, gain Christ, the Anointed One. Now, Paul was very prestigious. He was known. But he was saying, everything that I know and I count as gain, I count it as nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus. I love in the Philippians, in this chapter in the Message Bible, it says, yes, all the things that I once thought was so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant, dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ. Now, when you hear this, because we think of so many things that we get and attain in knowledge, in wealth, in status, as, oh, it makes me somebody. But Paul is telling us right here, he said, don't get it twisted. He said, I count all that stuff as nothing. He compared it to dog poop. I count it as nothing compared to knowing Christ Jesus. Because that's the most important person to have in my life is Jesus Christ. And these scriptures that I found, the Lord was giving them to me to let us know that Jesus needs to be our number one. And we need to make room for him to be number one in our life. In Luke 10:18-42, it says this, and we some of us know of this story. Now while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one or but a few things, and Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her. Now, as I read this story, it brought me back to Jesus saying, I'm knocking on the door, and if you open the door, I will come in and sup with you. And it brought me back to that story, and it brought me back to how we would naturally go to eating some food. That Jesus came in, and we're sitting down, and we're having some greens and cornbreads and black-eyed peas, and we're eating good. But Jesus is not talking about the natural thing. He is talking about the spiritual. And sometimes we have a tendency in our flesh to be so occupied with the natural that we miss the part that what we really need to be strengthened is the spiritual. And in the story, that's what he was telling me. Mary, yes. And I love how in the beginning we find out that it was Martha. It said Martha, she did open the door and she did welcome him. She did welcome him. But God was showing us something a little more deeper than the welcome, because we can all be sitting in this building right now, and we came to church. But it does not really mean that we've really let him in, that we've really given him. We can be sitting here and tending to what's in our oven at home. We could be sitting here and tending to the game that's coming on today with the Seahawks. We could be sitting here we could be sitting right in his house, but we're not tending to him. Our mind and our hearts can be every which way. Martha welcomed him into the house, to the natural house, but she wasn't welcoming him into her heart. And God wants us to make room, because so many times we're so busy. You know, we can be busy in the house of the Lord. We can be busy doing things, wonderful things, and come to the house of the Lord and still go out and never have had a moment where we really was tending to God. And God wants us to know that this year, we need to welcome him into our hearts.
Yes.
I was thinking about in the Old Testament, it's the outer courts and the inner courts. And a lot of times we're still in the outer court. And the inner court is when we come in and we are close to the fire of God. And we are, our hearts are totally engrossed with God, and we're welcoming God, and we want God and him alone. And God is saying, so much gets in our way that we can come to church burdened and leave burdened. We can be in the house of the Lord with God's people. We can be lifting up our song, but yet walk out of here just as burdened, get in our car just as burdened, because we really didn't enter in all the way. We were in the outer courts. We were glad to see one another, but we never got with Jesus. And Jesus said, make room for me. Please make room for me. Naturally, we all tend to fill ourselves up with the cares and concerns of this world in our naturalness. But God wants us to make room to fill ourselves up with the strength and the truth of his word, so that we can meet the cares of the world with the overcoming power and kingdom victory. God wants us to get with him. Yes, there's so much going on, but you know why he said 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day? Because he wanted to remind us that yes, you got all this work, and you know, but I want to remind you that I'm over you. I'm the one that gives you the strength. I'm the one that'll give you your Monday strength. I'm the one that'll give you your Tuesday strength. I'm the one, but he said, 6 days, do all your work, labor, and do all that. But you need, sometimes we forget, and we're so exhausted with the laboring that we're so exhausted, we're in despair. But God says, I want you to just take, and it's something like the tithes. The tithes, God said, just give me 10%, and I'll bless everything else. Same way. He says, 6 days, I just gave you 6 days, but you need to take one day. Only one day. I was just thinking about my little baby. Only one day, y'all. He said, take that and give it to me.
Yes.
He said, you give that to me. God asked for a little bit. And he said, with your little bit of giving to me, I can do a whole lot.
Yes.
But sometimes we keep on a running. We keep on a running. We keep on a doing. We keep on a moving. And we don't step back and say, I need to make room for Jesus. And then we find ourselves depleted. And sometimes we're so depleted, we feel like we're out of God's will, or something's wrong with me. I'm not, but the only thing wrong with you is that you haven't given any time to God for him to fill you up. God wants to fill us up. We need to ask God to help us to declutter our hearts. Because what did he tell us in the scripture that we need to do? Guard our hearts. For out of it flows the issues of life. And we get so cluttered up that we can't handle the issues of life. We get so cluttered up that things that normally, have you just found yourself biting somebody's head off, or funky attitude, and you're just in a funk and you don't even know why you're in a funk? Usually, if you look back, it's because you've had no time with the Savior or the Master, who can declutter you and make you ready for whatever's coming. God can make you ready for whatever's coming. He can make you ready for the mad boss. He can make you ready for the stop sign person that won't move. He can make you ready for bills coming in. Sad news. He can make you ready if we make space for him.
Thank you, God.
But we need to ask him, and that needs to be our prayer. Lord, declutter our hearts. Declutter them. Take away everything that is not like you. Going into this new year, God wants to pour a fresh word in all of us. A fresh word into all of us. He wants to pour a fresh anointing in all of us. And he wants to give us fresh blessings in our lives. With his help, Let's move things out of the way. People, priorities, agendas, and worries. We got to move them out the way. It's a new year. And what I love how in the scripture it says, give us our daily bread. So that means that God daily has something new to give us. If we would move some things out of the way. God wants to expand us. He wants us to grow. But sometimes we won't make space for growth. We're stuck in a rut. We're stuck in old ideals. We're stuck in old ways of thinking and doing things. And God wants to expand our growth. But we're going to have to move that rut kind of thinking out. Like we know everything. Like I know this to be. When God is trying to give us a fresh word, a fresh understanding. And God is like, we got to move things that we're so stuck in out of the way. Because God wants to do a new thing. Yeah. Are you ready for a new thing, church? Yeah. This morning, how we're going to do it, I want you guys to listen. This is part of the sermon. Is Lynette ready? Is she ready? I want you guys to listen to this song, and I want this song to in your spirit, because Pastor's going to come afterwards to let us know the direction that God has taken us. But it starts with us making space for God to do that. Every year, God gives us a direction to go. But we've got to be, and one of the things that I was thinking about is how in the world will say there's many ways, right? There's many ways to go in the world. But God says, I am the way. Okay, there's not all these many ways. In the world, the world will say, my truth. But God said, I am the truth. And so we've got to get ready because literally sometimes we fall into the way and thinking of the world, that there's many ways, but there's only one way. And so we're going to move it out the way. God, we have priorities. Right? Whatever I want to really do, I'm going to do. Okay. And I find that in my life. Whatever I really want to do, I'm going to do, and I'm going to make a way for it. God said, please make a way for him this year. Make him the priority. Move everything else out the way and make God the priority. So is she ready? She's not ready? Is the song not ready or what's going on? Okay. So we're just going to pray as she gets ready because it's very important. And we knew that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it's going to work. Amen. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. This year, he leads. He leads. He leads us beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. And how can my soul be restored if I'm letting everything in other than Jesus? When we want to make space for Jesus, we got to make room. We got to make time. We got to be available to him because he's always available to us. But we got to be available to him, available to read his word, available to pray, available to fast, available to do the things that gives Jesus more room in us. You know, what we're full of is what comes out of us. And I find that in my life that on a regular sunny day, I don't have to really worry about what's coming out of me because I'm pretty happy. But on a day when things is not good and things are, when I'm squeezed, what comes out of me? And so what I'm full of is what's going to come out of me. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, what? A man speaks. A man speaks out the abundance of the heart. God said, make space for his word. Is our pantry full of his word or is our pantry full of just any kind of word? And sometimes I find that my pantry is more full of fear, more full of doubt, more full of worry when God wants me to fill my pantry with his word. Yeah. what I'm full of, that's what's going to come out of me. And this year, we want to be able to instant be able to speak that word of God, to be able to speak the power of God, to be able to speak what God wants us to speak so we can walk in victory. We got to clean out and do an inspection on what's in our heart. Give me a clean heart, oh God. Give me a clean heart so that I may serve. Let me get the junk out. Let me get the hurt out. Let me get the pain out so that I can really serve you, God. Give me a clean heart. There we go. Here we go. Can we start it at the beginning? Thank you. And I want y'all to listen to these words, okay? Thank you, God, for giving me the words. Amen. Thank you, God. Do you want to start the beginning? Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes. Thank you, God. Come on. Come on. Thank you, God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes. Come on, yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Jesus. Come on. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you, God. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come on. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Father. What I treasure, I need time for what I want. I choose my priorities. Jesus, you're my Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You guys, move that over, right? Move it over. You got to think in your mind, like, what is it that stands bigger than God? Move it over. Some things we don't even need him to move over. Some things we need him to take out of our life. Just take it out of our life, because it doesn't even need to be in our life. And I love how it reminds us that all year long, and I mean, this song has been for the last 2 years a song that I keep hearing, because it reminds me that, Linda, you choose your priorities, not anybody else, but you choose your priorities. And am I choosing to make him number one? Because the Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom and all its righteousness, and all the things shall be added to us. But we get confused and we seek the things, and we put Jesus on the leftover burner. But God wants us to seek him first, because if we seek him first, some of those things we'll find out we don't need. And some of those things we'll find out that they will just mess us up and trip us up. As we're seeking God first, he can say, you don't really need that. He'll say, not that, or not that. But sometimes we're seeking the things and we bring them to us before we sought God, and they start messing us up. And we wonder why we're in the mess we're in, is because we've gathered the thing instead of sought our God. And so as we stand, because Pastor David's going to come up, but as we stand, I want us to think, where I'm going to make space this year. When I say this, make space for grace, I'm not talking about just the grace that that covers us when we're weak, you know, doing something. Or I'm talking about the enabling grace that empowers us. Make space for the enabling grace that empowers us to do everything God has called us to do. Not the things that we're called. Just like Martha, there are some good, busy things. When you look at it, the business looks good, okay? But is it your Father's business? Okay? There's some wonderful things that we could get all in, caught up, and welcome, but not really welcoming him in our hearts. And you guys, they tire us out. They make the journey more tedious, because God told us that his burdens, they're light. His yoke is easy. And I said, his yoke is easy. I want us to really get that. His yoke is easy. And sometimes the enemy I have was like, oh my God, this Christian walk is so hard. It's so hard. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest if you just come unto me, if you make me the priority. He said, my yoke is easy. My burdens is light. I'm not yoking you up to something that you can't handle. And I'm not yoking you up to you're all by yourself. But you're yoked up to me. And when you're yoked up to me, you can do it, because I give you the strength to do it. God wants us to look in this year and say, what am I putting on my plate? What am I adding to my heart? What am I adding to my mind? What am I doing that's putting more stress on me and more worry on me, when that I could just be walking? He said, in one of those wonderful names was the Prince of Peace. May the Prince of Peace reign over us in 2024. May the Prince of Peace be our guide, and may it be our inward way that we do things, not in stress, but in peace. And I just think such a good word for his children. He said, I'm looking down on my children, and I'm telling you guys, I want you to be peace. I want you to walk in peace. I want you to know that if you make room for me, there's room for peace and joy and enabling power, that you can walk through it, and you can walk with your head up, and you can take that breath. God, we just run till there's no breath, and we're just like, but God is the one that shows us how to breathe as we're running, and take the breath and just breathe and get on down the road and get to see him in peace. Let's make space. God, as we are standing here and before our pastor comes up, God, we want to be ready for the direction you are leading us in this coming year. Father, we know that you're not coming to put anything on us that we cannot handle with you as our enabling grace. And so, God, we ask right now that we would just move it out that way. Move it out the way. All those things, God, that takes up the space that your grace is trying to come in and give us grace to do. But there's just so many things, people, and trying to please people, God. And, oh, God, those things, God, those things in our heart that we haven't let go of, those hurtful places, God. God, we surrender. We surrender it all. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. Father, help me to freely give it up. We want to exchange. We want to do an exchange. We want to exchange the junk for the reality of you, God, in our life. The nourishing, building, constructive power of you in our life. God, we thank you for how you've kept us this past year. Oh, God, someone was saying there was so much stuff that could have killed us, so many things we were putting on our own self, but by your grace, God, you kept us. God, we want to be smarter this year. There's things that you've taught us in this past year, and we want to carry those things you've taught us as strength into this new year. And God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And God, we know that we don't have to make space by ourselves. We don't have to clean it out by ourselves. It doesn't have to overwhelm us. But God, we can go to you and say, God, help me to move that over. Help me to put that aside. And help me to just give that up, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this word over our hearts. May it be a seed planted in our spirits, and may it grow and bring forth fruit in Jesus' name. Now we thank you for the man of God. And God, we ask right now, God, what you have given him to give to us, God, as the scripture says, that we would truly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lynette. That was beautiful. Thank you. Yes.
If there's anything in your life, in your mind, in your heart that you know you need to move over, I hope you get a chance to bring it to the altar.
Thank you, Lord.